Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Sports overnight again.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars for the next couple of hours, occupying the Sports Byline airwaves, folks. You can join us if you'd like, if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the subjects we'll touch on tonight, of course, the NBA off and rocket. Where are they going? They're going to the Olympics. They're going to play down in the Feces Bowl, down in the 2016 Olympic Games, of course, a fortnight away. But do you really want to go? I mean, you can't row down there. You can't do anything. The place is full of spit. Spit with an H. I'm talking about Brazil. So we've got to talk about Brazil tonight, the Olympics, the NBA. Of course, the NBA players going down there. And, of course, the Olympics in general. Why should pro basketball players be playing in the Olympics? In other words, I fought in the 84 Olympic trials to get to the Olympics, okay? I came in 13. You're trying to tell me if I won the Olympic trials, I had to fight Vladimir Klitschko, a former heavyweight champion in the finals? Come on. Sounds like a bunch of crap to me. The Olympics are a sellout, just as the entire world of sports. Speaking of sellouts, we'll get to that a little bit later. But I've got my guys with me, folks. We're talking about Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, of course, and the great Zach Attack Young. More on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As I said, open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the left coast, the west coast, San Francisco, this is Sports Byline.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Hello there, I'm John Oliver, host of HBO's Last Week Tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. We are off our show this week, but Liverpool Football Club, the team that I support and love with a passion that I'm not even comfortable explaining to you, they are in America, and I wanted to tell you to go and see them, and I'll tell you why. First, historically, they are one of the most successful teams in the history of sport, and that's not necessarily backed up with recent results, but you. They're coming back. There are some seeds of some great things happening in Liverpool, and we're all on board, so get on board with us. Liverpool have one of the most entertaining managers in any form of sport. Now, not only is he a sensational tactician, a great inspirational figure, he's also a very funny, angry German. And that is the best kind of German there is. So if you want to go and see a manager absolutely losing his play, even pre-season. Now, pre-season, they're often boring games. That's not going to be the case under Klopp, because he's not having it. This is a guy that does not understand not doing things at full pace all the time. So if you want to see a German shout at grown men to run in a game which is objectively meaningless, you are going to get that. Number three, Steven Gerrard, one of Liverpool's greatest ever players, is currently here in America throwing his pearls before you swine of a soccer audience. So you already have a connection. So why not go and see the team that made him what he is today? Okay, number four, Liverpool is a city. You know things about Liverpool. Yes, the Beatles, and that's it. And now we're here. So the point is, Liverpool has a proud history as a city, and you'd be lucky to be part of that history for 90 minutes, plus 50 minutes off time. And finally, Liverpool fans are the best fans in the world. If you hear Liverpool fans singing You'll Never Walk Alone, then your spine will start tingling, or you are medically dead inside.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here.
14 minutes past the hour, hour number one of two. Johnny talking to us, All-Stars. Let's bring in my All-Star starts up. Zach Attack Young coming to us from the City of Angels tonight. Zach, how's life treating you, man?
Oh, it's quite well. I'm in Oceanside right now. I mean, you know, it's a pretty nice city, so yeah. I'm doing well right now.
Yeah, scratch that dial-up connection straight up. Of course, let's run the music. I've got to run this via contract. No, it's not the great Ric Flair. It's the great Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Dom, a very good evening, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It is always a phenomenal evening when you're me. But thank you for having me on, Pedro. Quick thing. I might be phenomenal, and Jurgen Klopp over at Liverpool, they're going to be good this year. Just a little comment on that.
Great. Chris Sale, the Chicago White Sox, you know, their pitching ace. Well, he got suspended. He actually got thrown out of the ballpark. What happened was, he took this throwback jersey, of course, the Chicago White Sox using these throwback jerseys this year, and he took them and he cut them up with a pair of scissors. He cut up a couple different jerseys in the locker room. Of course, it was a nonviolent type of thing, but hey, the White Sox got all pissed off and they sent him home. Suspended. That's right, suspended for the game. Guess what? The game ended up being suspended, 3-3 due to rain. They will play tomorrow game in the afternoon there. Jeremy Lin, the Asian sensation, formerly of the New York Knickerbockers, who recently signed with the Brooklyn Nets, the crosstown guys. Lin Sanity, call him what you want. I don't know. He's an average, maybe above average offensive threat, but he's so slow of foot. Come on. Why did it take so long for somebody to sign him? Why? Because he's slowest Asian in the game. Sorry, man. Quick, a sensation, an Asian sensation? Maybe, but a slow Asian at that. course, he's trying to get his thing back together with that big, big contract. He's got 3 years with the Brooklyn Nets. Straight up, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Le'Veon Bell, remember him? We talked about him a few weeks ago, the Pittsburgh Steeler running back that was pot for pot last year. Had a DUI as well, of course, suspended 2 games. Well, guess what? The NFL Network is saying that he's missed countless drug tests. You know what LaBelle's saying? Hey, LaBelle's saying they're full of spit, especially that reporter, Ian Rappaport. He's full of spit with an H. That's spit with an H. Hey, what about this? Another unarmed black man was shot this week. This is a Charles Kinsey who was laying on his back on a North Miami street. Get this. His hands were up, and he was shot by police. Police say they were sorry that it was an accident. They were shooting at Kinsey's autistic patient who was in the center of the street playing with a toy truck. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? And, of course, we've seen these videos week in and week out of people getting shot by the police. But how come this? Any other time, a video counts. A video is good as gold, except when it's involving a police shooting or the Kennedy assassination. I just don't know. Straight up, and before I let this go, I want to say this, okay? I want to say this. Cops have a tough job. I know. I was a cop for 8 years. It's a tough job. It's the toughest job in the world. But you know what? If you can't handle it, give it up. Let's talk college football. I like this guy, Trevor Knight, the quarterback. I think is going to be of the Texas with the Texas A&M Aggies. Of course, he threw for 3,424 yards last year, 853 in his career, 853 rushing yards thus far. And of course, the Aggies are not a good team, but this is a guy I think has got NFL potential. He has an NFL future. Speaking of a guy with a future, he's dead, but he should have no point in history, no place in history. I'm talking about Joe Paterno, the enabler, the co-conspirator, the guy that worked with Jerry Sandusky hand-in-hand and let Jerry rape kids on the Penn State campus. I kid you not. Well, anyway, it's come to my attention that Paterno knew in 1977 that Sandusky sodomized some kid in the shower. What did he do about it? He told the kid to shut the puck up. That's what he did. Told him to shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You're not going to ruin my program. And guess what? Speaking of the program, there's a big statue of Joe Paterno out in front of Penn State. When are they going to pull that down? I mean, what are they honoring him for? He is a co-conspirator. If he was alive today, that man would be in jail. Why would he be in jail? You know why he'd be in jail. Because of the fact that he is working hand-in-hand with Sandusky, and Sandusky's raping kids. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All across America, I am Johnny Taco, soon to be joined again by my all-stars. We're talking NBA a little bit later, but straight up, Charles Yeh will be here in hour number two, talking sports, of course. Charles Yeh, the numbers king, plays by Jay, plays J-A-Y.com, to talk about the numbers and the way he sees things in the world of sports. Of course, the genius that he is. But speaking of geniuses, let's go back to my resident geniuses right now. Zach, I got to ask you, Holly Holm, did she get beat up tonight or what?
Yes, she did. I mean, you and I both gave that Russian girl a pretty good chance. You know, she's a good kickboxer, good at Muay Thai, and we knew that she had a chance against Holly Holm because Holly Holm, the thing about her is, as good as she is technically, she's just a little passive.
Do you know that girl beat Joanna J 3 times?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah, wait. So they set Holly Holm up, didn't they?
I think they did. I was thinking that as the fight progressed, I was thinking about how, you know, we had talked about how they set Holly Holm up after she beat Ronda Rousey. You know, they didn't really want her succeeding anymore because she took apart their cash cow.
She took apart their cash cow, and, of course, she was marched into her own beat with her promoter manager, Lenny Fresquez. They decided they would fight Miesha Tate. They lost to Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate ended up losing. And, I mean, this bantamweight championship, of course, is not that long as far as life is concerned. I think the title is only 2.5-3 years old, but it's being passed around a bit of late, like every other fight. So is this chick, this baby-faced assassin, the Brazilian, she's a gay girl. So I was trying to find a nice way to say that she's a gay girl. But is she, as Amanda Nunes, she looks like she's a real stuff, is she?
Yeah, she's a good fighter. I mean, she definitely took apart Miesha Tate, who's one of the top fighters in the division. So you got to give her credit for that. And I mean, you know, I'm not sure how long she'll hold on to the title, but she's definitely a legitimate champion.
Okay, we're going to talk about the entire Shevchenko, Valentina Shevchenko taking apart Holly Holm tonight on Fox Sports. Of course, take it back on Fox, the network. And, you know, you got to give Fox, the network, some props to an extent, although Al Haymon did buy his time last week when Deontay Wilder defended the WBC Heavyweight Championship of the World from the Mecca of Boxing, Birmingham, Alabama, I kid you not, with an eighth-round KO win over Chris Arreola, the Mexican-American challenger. But straight up, Al Haymon bought time on Fox, the network, last week. Tonight, of course, Fox has a contract with the UFC. They did a card on Fox for the regular network, so this is just great stuff. Combat sports on Fox, the network, 2 weeks in a row. That's the way to rocking it, Zacho. Coming up here on a break, hold on to that thought. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll talk combat sports in about 40 minutes past the hour. Next up, we're talking baseball. Big day in the world of Major League Baseball. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Tell him to kiss my butt.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know, the grand old game needs a new song. Just needs a new song. It just does. Baseball's like 21st century now. Guys are getting paid billions of dollars to play baseball, okay? We got that old cheesy song, Take Me Out to the Bay. Oh, come on. Anyway, the bottom line is it's time to talk Major League Baseball. First up, we'll go to Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Dom, take it away, baby.
All right, we got to start locally. San Francisco Giants ended their losing streak. They hadn't won since the All-Star break. They finally snapped that streak with an extra innings win against the Yankees today. The Giants' injuries seemingly starting to take their toll. For the longest time, we really talked about oh, hey, the Giants are still six games up on the Dodgers. They're still doing fine despite Duffy, despite Panic, the back end of the rotation, Hunter Pence all being hurt. And coming out of that All-Star break, man, I got to tell you, it looked like the injuries were really starting to take their toll. All of the guys that have been filling in, they've done an amicable job, but there's only so much a backup guy like Connor Gillespie or Ramiro Pena can do. Pence and Panic are both starting to rehab at AAA, so I think reinforcements are on the horizon for the Giants. They can hold on just a little bit longer. I think they'll be okay. And we'll talk about this in a bit, but I think the Giants will be a very active team come the trade deadline.
Seriously, you know, the Giants are looking good, as I say, with all these injuries. But, you know, if they can sort of like tread water until these guys come back, that's all they really need to do. And you and I know that the Giants, their World Series move, especially the one I think 3 years ago, not this last one, the one before, they made that move like in the last 3 weeks of the season, played the right games at the right times, and had the pitching at the right time, of course, put it all together and capture the World Championship. They really don't need to play perfect baseball up until September. They need to play perfect baseball in September. Am I right?
Yeah, and you know, that was a worry when they got off to the slow start, is that, oh man, have the Giants kind of peaked way too early? You know, we talked about it with about the Panthers a lot during the NFL season. Did they peak a little bit too early? So, you know, like you said, if the Giants can kind of just hang around, keep this little four-game cushion that they've managed to somehow keep up on the Dodgers right now, if they can kind of keep it around there and they get these guys back healthy and they can stay healthy, that'll be the key to everything.
Oh, that's Cam Newton choking. Go on.
No, yeah, and then Hunter Pence coming, he had a minor setback from his hamstring injury. That was a bit of a concern. Joe Panic is coming back from concussion-like symptoms. That's also a thing that you got to be a little bit concerned with in terms of it lingering. But like I said, at the trade deadline, I think they're going to go out and get a bullpen arm. Whether they're going to be able to go out and get a guy like Aroldis Chapman, a bona fide superstar closer, or a guy that's maybe on the tier below him, a guy like Will Smith or maybe Jeremy Jeffress from the Brewers, where the cost is going to be significantly lower, that remains to be seen. But part of the whole reason that they've been struggling is indeed that bullpen and the absolute struggles. Santiago Casillas has been very shaky over the last month. He's your closer. Bochy's committed to him, but at some point, if he keeps this downward trend of pitching performances, Bochy's got to consider removing him, at least temporarily. They just need some depth. The bullpen has long been a strength of the Giants. They've won World Series titles on the backs of the bullpens, and a lot of those guys are gone. You know, Romo's coming off an injury, so he's doing all right. Affeldt's gone. Casillas not been as good. It's just, who knows? So if they do get a bullpen guy, I think the Giants will be okay.
But the Giants don't want to spend the big money. You were sort of alluding there that maybe they want to go bargain baseman or a mid-level guy. Why don't they just go out there and go for the gusto, man? In other words, you know, if you blow it and sign some guy for a one-year contract, you know where I'm coming from, and it doesn't work out, big deal.
I do completely get you, but I'm just going based off of Brian Sabian's track record. Yeah. The last time the Giants went out and got the big, huge, big name guy, it was Carlos Beltran. They traded Zach Wheeler, their top pitching prospect. Now, granted, Zach Wheeler's had some injury issues with the Mets since that trade, so we can't quite say that that trade didn't work out. But they did trade their top starting pitching prospect for a couple months of Carlos Beltran, and that did not pan out. They ended up not making the playoffs that season. But on the flip side, you trade a catching prospect like Tommy Joseph, very highly regarded, for a guy like Hunter Pence in 2012. You bring in Hunter Pence, and it's history from there. He's got two titles. So it's very risky, but the Giants' track record, it would lead me to believe that they go after, you know, that tier two guy, because that's really what they've done. And to an extent, that's really been their bread and butter. You know, you think about it, they've gone out and gotten a guy like Peavy, and he helped them win a title. They went out and got Javi Lopez. He's been a catalyst for all three titles. So Brian Sabian is very good at bargain shopping for the right fit for the team, and I think that trend continues this trade deadline.
Zach Attack Young, what's happening to my buddy Clayton Kershaw?
Clayton Kershaw is still on the disabled list. He might need surgery, but, you know, surprisingly, yeah,
you know what that means, right? That means, hey, Zach, I hate to talk over you, but if he needs surgery, that means the Giants are going to just roll. The Giants are going to take it.
It certainly looks that way. I'm actually surprised how well the Dodgers have held up. I mean, now they're four games behind the Giants. Like, and they're number one in the wild card somehow, you know. So and they're above 500 after he's been gone. So I don't know how they're managing to hold on to that, but somehow that they're actually the guys are stepping up in his absence. So that's good, but I don't know how far they can get without Clayton Kershaw.
And the Yankees, were the Yankees winners again today? Not. I mean the Yankees, the Angels, yeah. The Angels.
The Angels are in fifth place in the AL West. not really doing so well this year.
Hey,
they still got that horrendous Albert Pujols contract that was like a 10-year contract.
They're still eating that one up.
That's gonna be difficult for him.
Dominic, what about the Giants doing business with the Yankees and grabbing this guy Chapman, Aroldis Chapman? What about grabbing? He's a closer.
Yeah, he's the closer. The reported asking price for Aroldis Chapman is very high from the Yankees. It would cost the Giants a guy like Christian Arroyo, who's one of their top prospects, if not their top prospect, or a pitching guy kind of like Phil Bickford, Kyle Crick, or Tyler Beattie. And, you know, the way that this Giants team is built, they clearly value their prospects. I mean, you need to look no further than that infield. That infield is completely homegrown. So
I don't know
if Sabian's going to be willing to match the asking price on Chapman.
You don't give up a shot to win the world championship again because of the fact you don't want to fill one slot. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, that's my point. If they've got the money, they should spend it. I believe in this. You with me on Zach? I believe in the Steinbrenner method, the old Steinbrenner method. George, when he used to spend money, he bought good teams. He put good teams on the field. And guess what? They paid off for him.
And not only that, but the Dodgers actually almost signed Aroldis Chapman. I don't know if you know about his, like, he shot off a gun a bunch of times in the garage, like, in front of, like, his fiance and stuff. Like, I don't know, the guy seems like a bit of a head case. I mean, he does have the 60 fastest pitches in the game this year, like, and he tied his own record of, like, 105 miles per hour. Like, he's a great pitcher, but I don't know, he's a bit of a head case. I don't know if you guys would want him over there.
Well, here's what's up. This is what you guys don't realize is that all we've got to do is make it work for like the last three or four months, and then we're done with it. And that's what everybody doesn't realize. I mean, let's sign some guy. Let's give him a whole lot of money. Tell you what, man, you want to come over here, we'll give you like $15 million. You spend the rest of the season with us. If we do well and you do well, we stick around. Maybe we renegotiate, do something else. If you don't, you go free agency. I don't care. But what I really need you for is I really need you to bring me to the World Series again. I mean, that's what the Giants need. The Giants need a closer, and this guy's the best closer available. Go out and spend the money, Mr. Sabian.
I agree with you, but the only thing here is that it's not the money, it's the prospects. The Giants are a team, like I said, they really value their prospects. They're really not interested in forfeiting talents that they're very high on and their future for a rental guy like Aroldis Chapman. I would like to think that they'd entertain one of those guys for a guy like Andrew Miller, also with the Yankees. He's under team control for two more years at $9 million a year. Very reasonable, very manageable. The Giants probably wouldn't have to go too deep into the pockets in terms of financially bringing in Andrew Miller. But to give up a top-tier prospect in your organization, you have to get something a little bit more than a couple months of an Aroldis Chapman, no matter how good he is.
Well, I'm with that George Steinbrenner method. I think if we went out there and bought the best team, we won the world championship again this year. Of course, that would be like the fourth time in the last, I don't know how many years. Anyway, but that would be phenomenal. It would be record-breaking, at least as far as the Bay Area is concerned. And the Giants are concerned. It would take the franchise and the legacy, of course, of the great Bruce Bochy, a guy that when you look at him doesn't look like he knows how to tie his own shoes, okay? But straight up, he's probably one of the most brilliant minds ever in baseball. He's won all these games that people didn't think. I mean, people, let's be honest. Let's talk about the Giants early on. Before they won that first championship, they weren't too highly regarded. I mean, maybe the second-tier, third-tier team. And then Bruce Bochy comes along, and there's all these world championships, and now they're talking about maybe another one. I got to think that Bruce Bochy, as I said it before, looks like he's a lummox, but he's not a lummox. But you got to consider him like baseball manager of the decade, if not of the 21st century thus far. What do you think of the 21st century thus far, Dominic? Is that pushing it too far? I mean, come on, three world titles?
I think 21st century might be pushing it a little bit. I will still take Joe Torre over Bruce Bochy.
In the 21st century?
But absolutely over the last 10 years, definitely Bruce Bochy.
Interesting. Zach Attack Young, Tommy Lasorda still breathing down there in L.A. Do you guys still see him on TV once in a while?
Yeah, he still is, and he actually still has a restaurant in Dodger Stadium, La Sorda's. It's like this Italian place, so he's definitely still around.
Good enough. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking combat sports next up. Holly Holm got licked. Yeah, she was a girl that beat, of course, Ronda Rousey with that stunning left foot knockout. Boom! Last year, of course, in Australia. Since then, not so good for Holly Holm. Anyway, Holly Holm, UFC, boxing, Terrence Crawford, WBO championship, all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. Combat sports next up, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
And foremost, as Holly Holm came out and stood in front of her. When you're fighting someone who has a Muay Thai background with their feet planted, where they can throw strong, you've got to fake feint, you've got to move. Holly didn't do that. She stood in front of her, and she went straight in. And as she went straight in, continuously she landed that check right hook. Now, Holly, I thought won round one, but in round two, that's when we saw Shevchenko really start to get her timing. Spinning attacks, counter leg attacks, she was landing and being more efficient. Both women throwing around the same amount of volume, but Shevchenko was landing more than double the strikes Holly Holm was. Here she gets a late takedown. Holm had no answer off her back. Now, in round four and five of these championship rounds, Holm was a little bit more tentative to get into range of Shevchenko. Every time she got into range and threw, she got counterstruck, and Shevchenko just continued her rhythm. Holly throws, Shevchenko counters and lands. Holly throws and misses, Shevchenko counters and lands. Over and over again, we saw that lead right hand of Shevchenko. That was her money shot all night long. Very impressive performance. She answered a ton of questions, but you gotta question the strategy. Holly Holm, one of her biggest weapons is her footwork. It was absent tonight.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
We start this off with a highly anticipated unification match. Of course, the undefeated WBO junior welterweight champion out of Omaha, Nebraska, Terrence Crawford, now 29-0. 20 KOs, a one-sided 12-round unanimous decision winner over previously undefeated WBC champion Victor Postel, now 28-1 with 12 KOs. Postel, not the puncher that Crawford was thought to be coming in, but you know what? Crawford dropped Postel a couple of times in round five, and I thought he was ready to go, but you got to give the guy credit. He came back. The scores were 118-107, 118-107, and 117-108, a lopsided win for Terrence Crawford out of Omaha, Nebraska. Now, let me put this. Unbeaten WBO, number one ranked featherweight contender. I'm talking about two-time Olympian Oscar Valdez, now 21-0, 18 wax. Destroyer, previously unbeaten, number two ranked Matias La Cobra Rueda, now 26-1, 23 wax to claim the vacant WBO featherweight 126-pound world title. That was Saturday night at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas underneath Crawford. And, of course, his win over Postel. Big win for the WBO, two WBO champions. Now we switch gears. We take it from boxing to the world of the UFC. And Zach Attack Young, Holly Holm, maybe she might want to go back to boxing.
There might be a better career path for her at this point. I mean, the UFC, like we were saying, I'm not so sure if she's their favorite employee at this point.
But, they could have given her an easy fight if they really wanted to build this fight with Ronda Rousey up, the comeback fight with Ronda Rousey. They didn't want this fight, did they? I mean, deep down inside, I mean, I don't think Dana White wants that fight to ever happen because he doesn't want to give Holly Holm or Lenny Fuesco's her handlers the chance to grab the stage away from him.
No, definitely. I mean, Holly Holm already upset the apple cart, and she could easily do that again. I mean, she beat Ronda Rousey so comprehensively that it's tough to envision Ronda Rousey, like, beating her in a rematch. So I think the UFC sees that.
Isn't the adage styles make fights, doesn't it apply to those two women? I mean, right there, styles make fights, and if they fight probably 20 times, in all likelihood, Ronda Rousey would lose 21 times?
Oh, certainly. I mean, Holly Holm just has that range, you know, that style that gives Ronda Rousey a lot of trouble. I mean, Ronda Rousey, she has decent, you know, hand-to-hand skills, but they're not on the same level as somebody who was a professional boxer, and she wasn't able to get Holly Holm off of her feet. So she was really stuck just fighting her standing up, and that's not where she wanted to be.
Edson Barboza, a bit of an upset winner over Gilbert Melendez, or maybe not a bit of an upset winner, but Gilbert Melendez is a former Strikeforce champion. He went, like, undefeated for a long, long time, was the highest-paid lightweight in MMA for a period of 5 to 6 years, earning about $175,000 a fight as a minimum, lost unanimous nod tonight, 30-27 across the board. One judge had it 2 rounds to 1, but still Barboza was the winner. Melendez, I told you a couple weeks ago that he lost a step, man. Do you think?
Yeah, I think he did lose a step. I think he saw it in the past few fights. And Barboza was a more talented fighter. The only reason why I thought Melendez really had a chance is because Barboza has that questionable chin. And Melendez does have pretty good power, so there was always, you know, he always had a puncher's chance. But he has lost a step. He started against Alvarez, the new champion, you know, and I think it's going to be difficult for him to bounce back from that.
What is this training that down in Brazil, they call it Black Zanian or something? What's going on? Was there some crazy training method going on? Some guy sent me an email. Pedro, tell us about, Johnny Taco, tell us about this Black Zanian training down in Brazil. Do you know anything about that, Zach?
Yeah, I've seen some of those videos. It looks like pretty intense stuff. It's almost like some type of combination of, like, CrossFit and MMA or something like that.
Yikes. There was a female fighter on the card tonight besides the main event, of course, a women's strawweight bout. Felice Herrig defeated Colleen Curran. That was a submission with a rear naked choke in the first round, 1 minute and 59 seconds in. Frankie Sands didn't fare too well against Eddie Wineland, got TKO'd in the third round. Have time for Frankie to take a walk?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like it at this point.
I mean, I'm trying to be kind when I'm saying this, Zach. I'm leaving this all to you, and you're being kind as well. You're supposed to jump in and say, bam, yeah. No, anyway, I understand. We're both trying to be not kind here.
Sure.
But it's time for Frankie to go, I think. Frankie's got to go. Now, let's talk about the Bellator 158. Of course, that went down on Friday night. Of course, was that here in the States?
Yeah, it was. I'm not sure the exact location, but I remember that being like in the United States because it was on like one of our time zones more.
Okay, now Spike TV, are they doing a pretty good job now? I mean, are you seeing better MMA on as far as Bellator and Spike? I mean, they've been together now, what, 18 months? Is it coming together?
Yeah, and you know, one of their big fighters, Michael Page, in his last fight, where he got that knockout win with he got a flying knee knockout win. He did the smart thing of doing like some cross promotion advertising, and he put his Pokemon hat on and he threw a Pokeball out at the opponent when he was on the ground. So it's pretty smart. I mean, he had some Pokemon. He threw some Pokemon Go in there.
Chris Cyborg Santos cracked her skull this week. I read that somewhere. She has a cracked skull.
Oh, that's actually the ex husband.
Is that the ex husband where she took his name?
Yeah, that's right. He's like the original Cyborg. He has the cracked skull. I saw the pictures of that. Oh man, that's not one of those things that's going to heal right away. You can't really shake the cobwebs off of that one.
Ask Junior Dos Santos. I think his skull was broken a couple of times. They just didn't say it was broken. I mean, come on, that beating he took from Kane in that second and that third fight. Those are beatings that if he ever shows those fight films to his kid, he's out of his mind.
Definitely, and I don't know, like, he already kind of had a weird-shaped head anyway, so it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's fight damage, but, I mean, he definitely took a lot of fight damage against Cain Velasquez.
Okay, does the UFC need to incorporate another weight class, 145-pound weight class, for Cyborg Santos? She has been the most dominant female athlete in MMA, and yet she's not getting her props. She's sort of like Holly Holm, sort of like getting promised the elevator, but instead getting the shaft.
I say put as many female weight classes as you can that are viable. You know, as long as you can fill it with enough competitors, because that's the main thing, the main issue that women's MMA had, I would say, is that, you know, like a lot of these fighters will be like something like 2-3. You know, like they'll have losing records, but they're fighting in the UFC. And it's just because there's just not enough of a talent pool. So as long as they can fill the division with enough women, I'm all for it. And I say just like as many divisions as possible.
Well, you know, I really think that you know, women's MMA, and I've said this before, it's really going to sort of take the limelight away from male MMA because of the fact they'll bring this female demographic to the dance. And, of course, there are more females in the world than there are males as far as people watching TV is concerned. But back to the fact that, you know, I think women, like we talked about this before, man, they give it their all. There's just no doubt about it. They come in, they're ready to fight, man. They don't never dog it. Guys dog it all the time. Look at Chris Arioli. He dogged it last week against Deontay Wilder.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know, if you put a new division, these women are going to be fighting for the division because it's not really promised that division is going to be existing in the future. So if they bring a new division in, I definitely think it's going to breathe like some life into the women that are currently fighting in that division, and they're just going to take it to another level in the cage.
Okay, Paul Daly was like 12-1, only lost one fight or something like that. He was a 14 or 15-1 favorite over this guy Douglas Lima the other night. Bellator 158, and he gets stopped. Yikes! You know, one-sided beatdown. Not too good for a 14-1 favorite.
No, definitely not. I mean, Paul Daly, he's a solid fighter, but he has his weaknesses. I remember, I don't know if you've ever seen that wild war that he had with Nick Diaz, but that was, if you haven't seen that, that's definitely a fight to watch.
Speaking of Nick Diaz, he hasn't gotten into trouble this week, hasn't beaten anybody up, hasn't, like, slapped somebody for looking at him the wrong way or anything like that, has he?
No, we still got one more day in the week, Pedro. You know, still got tomorrow. there's still time.
Nate Diaz getting primed for USC 202, of course, against the once thought to be outstanding featherweight. I'm talking about Conor McGregor. Will he ever be rated at featherweight again?
He still might be an outstanding featherweight. I just don't know how great of a welterweight he is. Like, you got to give him credit for stepping up and taking this fight, but it's so risky. It's tough to envision Nate Diaz not winning this, and especially I don't know if you've seen the photos of Nate Diaz walking around recently, but he looks about the same size as Chuck Liddell. He looks like he's putting on like a lot of muscle for this fight. I think he's just going to try to, you know, outpower Conor McGregor.
Interesting. You know, we talked earlier about Holly Holm. This is what Holly Holm had to say about her performance tonight.
Give us your thoughts about Valentina, what you thought about this fight coming in, and what, if anything, was surprising to you.
You know, I knew she was a counterpuncher. We were ready for that. And, I mean, she's a tough girl. I knew that. And I know that she's kind of, you know, she's newer into the UFC, as myself really, but I knew that I had my hands full with this fight. And when they offered it to me, I didn't want to act like I you know, didn't want to take it. I knew it was a really big challenge. What can you do? I mean, I know it was a competitive fight. I know I could have done more. I'm disappointed in myself, and I take nothing away from her. She's very tough.
What was the strategy coming here? What did you expect from her?
We expected counter punches. We expected a tight clinch game, trips, which she did all that. And, you know, we trained for it. I was taught all the right things. I always say I have no excuses. My coaches teach me everything. My performance was not right tonight.
Well, Holly, you're still one of the very best in the world, and I look forward to seeing you again inside the Octagon. I know you will return better than ever. Holly Holm, ladies and gentlemen.
Zach, back to combat sports. Let's talk boxing just for a second here. Of course, the WBO and Terrence Crawford champion looking outstanding tonight. Is his future at 140 or 147? I mean, how long can he stay at 140?
Well, the rumor is right now he might be fighting Pacquiao in November. So there's always I think he'll move up. I mean, I think he's pretty big for 140. I mean, Postol is huge for 140. So it didn't really look like he was big for 140 compared to Postol. But
Zach, he should be arrested for assault if he beats up on Manny Pacquiao. That's not fair. That's not a fair fight.
I mean, technically, it would be, right? Like, Terrence Crawford's still on the rise.
It's not a fair fight, man. You got one guy collecting Social Security, the other guy, like, chomping at the bit, coming into his prime. This is the Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check out the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Talking is All-Stars, up until live, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Yeah.
Gotta mention this before we get the boxing go. Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, of course, the 168-pound world champion for a long, long time, now fighting at 175, 29-0, 15 knockouts, coming back to the city by the bay. I'm talking about Oakland, California, the other city on the other side of the bay. The Oracle Arena, the house that Andre built, Oakland, California. Looks like August the 6th. Of course, the opponent will be once beaten Alexander Brand. So Brand and Ward, of course, Ward tuning up for the fight against the unbeaten 30-0 Sergey Kovalev. That fight's supposed to be in Oakland, California in November. Hour number two, we'll bring in Charles Day, of course, the all-star still with me, as well as Zach Attack Young and Dominic Commanders. Dominic, as far as the NFL is concerned, I mean, the Rams going to L.A., the Rams being in L.A. in this net. Are the rest of these teams, are they settled as far as San Diego is concerned? Is that going to go on the ballot? Is that thing set for the ballot in November or what?
I'm not 100% of the details. I know San Diego was given an extension to try to figure – the Chargers, excuse me, were given an extension to figure out if they could get something going in San Diego. But they, I don't remember the deadline. I want to say it's late this year. They do have a deadline in which they can apply to cohabitate the new stadium in L.A. So I know that's still an option for the Chargers. So I don't think this is completely resolved yet.
And Zach, the Rams are a sellout. Yeah. They sold the season out.
Oh, yeah, the Rams, I'm surprised by all the support. I mean, a lot of people said that Los Angeles wasn't like a football market, but I've seen the SC games, and people are definitely passionate about it.
Hour number two still to come. Johnny talking as all-stars, the formidable, of course, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, the equally formidable Zach Attack Young. They'll join me for hour number two. As will the great Charles Day from PlaysByJAY.com. That's PlaysByJAY.com. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. On the grill for the next hour could be you. Join us on the tour if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live from San Francisco and the West Coast.
USA Radio News.
with Jules McKinney.
The sheriff's deputy killed by a gunman 6 days ago in Baton Rouge is being laid to rest today. Deputy Brad Garofola and two city police officers were killed less than a mile from police headquarters. Speaking at the funeral, East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff Sid Gotra telling mourners,
"In 39 years in law enforcement, this is the first. It's 27 years as chief of police and 9 years as sheriff, and I pray that this will be the last."
In other news, Democrats will hold their national convention beginning next week on the heels of Hillary Clinton's big announcement. Her VP pick is Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.
"We both grew up in the Midwest. We were raised by fathers who ran small businesses and who taught us about the dignity of work and the discipline of a job well done."
This is USA Radio News.
Rejoice, my friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today, music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body. Restore your focus and productivity. Finally, enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian author and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why God guided him to create this amazing product. Go to WholeTones22.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTones22.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTones22.com now.
At least 61 people have been killed and more than 200 wounded in a suicide attack on a protest march in Kabul. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, which targeted a predominantly Shiite ethnic group. Meanwhile, Germany's interior minister says there is no indication of any connection to international terrorism in yesterday's shooting rampage in Munich. He says intelligence agencies had no information on the 18-year-old Munich native whose parents sought asylum in Germany in the 1990s. Munich's police chief says the gunman did apparently have an obsession with mass shootings. Police say the shooter killed himself after killing 9 people and wounding 16. French President Francois Hollande has called the German leader to talk about joint security operations in the wake of this deadly rampage at a Munich mall. The spokeswoman for Chancellor Angela Merkel says the two leaders agreed to further intensify their work together on security issues. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A controversial figure says he's running as a Republican for a U.S. Senate seat. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
David Duke is running for U.S. Senate, the former Grand Wizard of the KKK, making the announcement that he is going to seek the seat currently held by Louisiana Republican David Vitter, who is not seeking re-election.
"I believe in equal rights for all and respect for all Americans."
The head of the Louisiana GOP has denounced Duke's entry into the race, though, citing his history of hate.
A new poll finds Americans increasingly favor tougher gun laws, but are also pessimistic that the change will happen anytime soon. Nearly two-thirds of those responding to the Associated Press GFK poll expressed support for stricter laws. That's the largest percentage since the AP GFK poll started asking the question in 2013. Majorities favor nationwide bans on the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, but less than half said they expect that to happen in the coming year. Finally, Wonder Woman is getting her own stamp. The superhero icon will be honored with her own pane of postage stamps to commemorate her 75th anniversary as a comic book character. The U.S. Postal Service announced yesterday the stamps will be revealed at the San Diego Comic-Con this weekend and will show different eras. The new stamps will be issued October 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
There's a break for Tevez. First through, Lucarelli gets around Felipe. And sticks the dagger home.
Inside, the freshman out. Oh, and they go in front. Oh, what a game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Hour number two of Johnny Taco's All-Stars, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, about to take place here. My main man to talk about Zach Tag Young and Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez will join me in a couple of minutes. In about 15 minutes, the man himself, the man with the numbers, Mr. Plays by J, PlaysByJay.com. Charles J will be in the house. Talk to Charles J for about a half hour, talking numbers. He hasn't been here for a couple of weeks. So, you know, Charles, ask him one question. 30 minutes later, he answers the question. But the bottom line is, for that 30 minutes, he's entertaining and thrilling. Bottom line is, Charles J at 20 minutes past the hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We do have open phone lines if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We can talk about anything you like, of course. Nude wrestling, that's sort of good. I'm always hep on that, especially nude female wrestling. If you're into that, give us a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from San Francisco, California, the West Coast, the Left Coast. California's where it's at, baby. Live from the City by the Bay. This is Sports Byline.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Nothing is in this... In this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. We still got 82 games to play. It's adjustment period. I think this was the hardest road, because I don't know anybody here. I've never lived in this community, never played, for this team, and I took a leap. Steph was one guy that said, text me a couple days before and was like, just trust what we're saying. And it took me a couple hours to really think about that. And it's hard for me to just trust somebody I just met and just talked to and making this huge change. But like I said, I went with my gut and my instincts, and I trusted this situation. And it's not the easy situation because I'm out of my comfort zone. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to learning and getting better every single day. And I know it's going to be ups and downs throughout the season. I know we're expected to be perfect every single day, but I know that's not realistic. And, I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Kevin Durant, the newly signed Golden State Warrior, of course, securing another run at the title, I think, in 2017 for the best NBA team right now outside of Cleveland. Just kidding. The bottom line is, of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers did win that Game 7, did win the NBA title in 2016 as a Taco Man. Had predicted. The bottom line, though, is Draymond Green was in the news this week, of course, pleading guilty to slapping some guy at a bar a couple of weeks ago. Paid a $500 fine. They reduced it to a noise charge, which is the equivalent of driving without a seatbelt. But, I got to say this. This guy did a big plea deal in order to go to the Olympics. The Olympics were something that a kid grows up and aspires to go to. I couldn't imagine Jesse Owens having to race against some guy 10 years a senior, maybe, and a professional racer back in 1936. I couldn't imagine Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, later Muhammad Ali, in 1960, fighting some guy that had 35 or 40 professional fights, had twice been world heavyweight champion, as they want to do in putting Vladimir Klitschko back in the Olympics. The bottom line is the Olympics are for amateur athletes, okay? That's what it's always been about. That's what the games were started about. That's what the games exist on. But now, pro sports has creeped its way back into the world of amateur sports in the Olympics. And basketball, I think, is the number one as far as sports, basketball and baseball. I mean, they're taking spots away from younger guys. In other words, guys like Dominic Cadwallader-Hernandez and Zach Attack-Young Had the two of them been aspiring baseball players and decided they wanted to play for the United States in the Olympics, guess what? It wasn't going to happen because some guys playing the Major League Baseball already is going to take their spot in the Olympics. You like that scenario there, Dominic, or what?
Well, normally I would agree with you, but baseball, I don't even think it is in the Olympics. And usually since the season overlaps with that, I think we would have been okay with baseball, but I totally get what you're saying. And I think that really speaks to how the Olympics, it's about money. It's all about money. It's harder to advertise a minor league player or an independent league player like myself or Zach Attack Young than it is to market a guy like Bryce Harper. In the NBA, it's a lot harder to market a college basketball player or, you know, a guy who is no longer in the NBA, but he's still relatively young, than it is a guy like Kevin Durant or Draymond Green or Carmelo Anthony. I think at the main result of this whole shift over to professional thing, it starts with just the competitive nature of the Olympics and teams wanting to wanting to beat other nations badly. And it's also about money. I think those are the two main factors in play.
Zach, I think these Olympics are more than about money. I mean, it looks like they're going to bankrupt an already broke country. I mean, Brazil wasn't doing that well financially to begin with, and now the Olympics are coming to town, and I don't know if they're going to leave the billions upon billions of dollars that they think they're going to leave there as far as people coming and watching the games and all that kind of good stuff. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, the feces and the toxic waste down there are something that I wouldn't travel to Brazil about. Is that the why? Is that first? I'll ask you this, Dominic. Is that why Kevin Durant doesn't want to go, because of the feces in the air and stuff like that, or what?
Kevin Durant is on the team. He scored a team high 25 points in their first game against Argentina.
So he did go.
Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Harrison Barnes, all current or former Warriors, all four of those guys are on the team.
Man, and what about the four kids? The kid from UCLA, the kid from USC, the kid from the University of Ohio, maybe some kid from a school back, some Ivy League school. Those four kids that dreamed their entire life, Zach, of playing in the Olympics, playing basketball, and they've got these four studs from the NBA taking their spots. That spit doesn't ring right with me.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but you also got to consider that a lot of the big names like LeBron James, Chris Paul, and a lot of these, like, guys that are, you know, Blake Griffin, a lot of the big names who are normally, like, the starters on the Olympic team, they're not playing this year. So guys like Draymond Green and Klay Thompson are actually getting the chance to start for the Olympic team, which is a little different. I mean, you know, like, they're getting their first opportunity. So you got to think about it from that perspective, too. I know they're pro players, but a lot of these...
Wait, they're pro players, so what are they doing in the Olympics then? Why are they in an amateur athletic program, an amateur athletic contest, if they're pros?
Well, the Olympics are kind of weird because it's not like there's another swimming league, you know what I mean? We're watching the best swimmers and the best runners. So it's kind of weird in that way if you really think about it. It's like some of the stuff is... I mean, you could technically call it amateur, but it's kind of pro. But then when it comes to the boxing, I mean, a lot of that's amateur. I mean, that is amateurs.
Well, they were talking about putting pros in that as well. I'm just trying to say this. Listen, my dream was to make it to the Olympics. Actually, my dream was to win Golden Glove Championships. I did that. But once you won Golden Glove Championships, the next dream, you move up on the ladder. The next rung on the ladder is like an Olympic title. Oh, boy, and getting to the Olympics. So you have this pipe dream. That's what it was for me, a pipe dream. I wasn't good enough to fight in the Olympics, okay? But it was a pipe dream for me. But that was my goal. I wanted to be in the Olympics. And now, if I'm a boxer or if I'm a basketball player, well, I'll say I'm a basketball player and I'm aspiring college basketball player in the country, maybe top two or three guys in the country, I can't get on the Olympic team because there's some pros playing. That just doesn't sit. It doesn't bode well with the spirit of the Olympic Games, Zach. You're not old enough to realize this, but there were never any pros in the Olympics up until like the last 15 or 20 years.
I understand that. I mean, we you know, we got the dream team for the Olympics, you know, back in the day. But I get where you're coming from, you know. I definitely think in terms of, like, for boxing, like, that's always been, like, an amateur thing. And for, like, soccer, like, that's always been, like, the under-23 and all that, you know. Like, but for basketball, I don't know. I don't really have as much of an issue with it, especially this year of all years. I don't think it's the issue to really rally against it, because Harrison Barnes would never be on an Olympic team. He probably never will be on another one except for this year. So,
all right, we've got about a minute before the break. Zach Attack Young, of course, Dominic Jimenez before him, joined by by Charles J. Real quick, Dominic, the 2006-17 All-Star game of the NBA has been pulled out of Charlotte, North Carolina because of the bathroom law. Talk to me about that.
I think, yeah, you pretty much summed it up. I don't think there's too much about it. The NBA was hesitated. They weren't sure whether it was the right move to make. Adam Silver and the NBA office ultimately pulled it from Charlotte. And it seems like while there's some disappointment from guys like Michael Jordan, who owns the Hornets, guys like Steph Curry, who's from North Carolina, while there's some disappointment there, I think everybody, it's universally accepted, like, hey, we don't like it, but we totally get it. The NBA had to do what they had to do. So I think it's hard to argue against it being the right move by the NBA here.
Zach, why are people freaking out back east over what goes on in the bathroom stall? What goes in that stall, unless you're like that congressman or that senator that was making out with the guys in the Chicago airport in the bathroom there, unless you're that guy looking to make play, you know, the bathroom is what it is. It's a place where you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't get it. And there's always stalls in the bathroom.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like everyone, it's not like everyone just has, like, you know, like their genitals all out in the air for everyone to see in the bathroom. It's just silly to me. Like, I never got why that was such an issue for some people.
Okay, you guys take a half hour off. We'll be back in about a half hour. You guys tell me something I don't know. I'll love that. Of course, Charles J. next up on Sports Byline. Open phone lines all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. You didn't know? You know it now. Of course, on the other side of the glass, the man that runs the board around here, pulls the strings, that kind of stuff, the smokes, the whistles, his name is Paul Cuddy. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil. Yeah, she had the dark, trying to. That one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh, yeah. All right. Take it easy, baby. Make it last all night. She was an American girl.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
No respect. No respect.
The man that demands respect anytime he walks into the room was on the line from Miami, Florida, to talk about Mr. Plays by JAY.com, Mr. Charles Day. And Charlie, a very good day to you, sir.
How are you, my friend? I'm also the guy that never knows what we're going to talk about.
I know. That's what's sort of cool about this. We sort of come on. We're both blind on both sides of the air here. Let's talk about the Olympics straight up. Now, you met me at the tail end of my boxing career, my boxing career back in the day, and you know that I aspired to go to the Olympics as a boxer. Now you've got professional athletes like Draymond Green and people like that, Steph Curry playing the Olympics as basketball players. What happened to the amateur concept of the Olympics, Mr. J?
Well, you would like to think that you could preserve something like that, but as you know, and going back many, many years, there really has been different standards set on the part of other countries, in effect, where there have been athletes who have been represented to be amateurs who were really professionals. And so I suppose when they start thinking about it, this is what sort of enabled them to go ahead and say, all right, we'll let pros in. And it's happening, you know, obviously, in all of these sports in the Olympics. There really isn't any pure amateurism that I know of when there is money to be made in any of these particular Olympic sports. You know, they're all supported somehow, and some of them supported quite well.
But, Charlie, I cut off one testicle in order to try to get to the Olympic trials. I would have cut off both to make it, okay? There's kids that dream. I mean, when you look at the history, the legacy of Muhammad Ali, there was this gold medal he threw into the Louisville River off the bridge and that kind of good stuff. I mean, but he did win the gold medal, and suppose Joe Lewis or somebody like that decided they were going to box in the Olympics back in 1960. I mean, he would have been denied an opportunity to win that gold medal.
Yeah, I remember. Well, of course, I'd love to see the U.S., you know, stick to the amateurs for the Olympics, you know, because of the fact that that's the only way to preserve the amateur program in this country. I mean, it really is on the decline. I remember when I first got involved with boxing, and it was on the heels of the 84 Olympics, where, of course, there was so much success, and there were guys going into the pros, and they were more or less pre-sold, and they got a real jump start on their careers. And all of the amateurs that had any kind of talent, you know, they were essentially saying, well, we're going to wait to turn pro until after the next Olympics, which would have been, you know, obviously 1988. Now, there's a pro and con to that, as you know. For one thing, it's good that kids develop in the amateurs, if that's what they're doing. The flip side of that is that there's a lot of politics in the amateurs, which you know, people who have been involved with amateur – I was only involved with amateur boxing for a short period of time, but you could see it during that time. And, you know, and if you could tell them how the deck is really stacked against them most of the time, well, they might have had a different opinion on that. So there's two sides of that coin.
Charlie, you talked about crooked fights. I mean, I lost a few split decisions in my time, 3-2 splits, where the fights were even after three rounds, and they had to give them to somebody, they gave it to another guy. So I think it was the United States, no, the World Police Games. I'm fighting some guy from England, And I dropped him in the first round and dropped him in the third round. Just beat the snot out of him, and they gave him a split decision win.
Yeah, I've seen some horrible things happen in the amateurs. I mean,
And you know what? You know what you're thinking, Charlie. You know how you the only thing I can equate it to is like playing blackjack, sitting down in front of a blackjack table in Las Vegas and getting 21 and having some guy with a 16 beat you. That's the only way I can explain that to you. See what I'm trying to say there?
Well, yeah, having a guy with 16 beat you because he was, you know, pretty friendly with the pit boss, maybe. Something like that.
What I'm trying to say, yeah. So amateur boxing is probably, outside of FIFA, probably the most corrupt sport in the entire world.
No, don't
snicker at that. I'm telling you the truth, man. There was Fran Jones. He was the treasurer of Northern California.
Yeah. I would never recommend kids, you know, forego a pro career simply because they had a dream to go to the Olympics. Because there are not only performance hurdles to get over, but also political hurdles to get over. And it's not something that I would, you know, I wouldn't sit there and advise any kid to do that because I think that I would be advising them wrong.
Okay. Dirk Nowitzki looks like he's signed a $50 million deal with the Mavericks. We're rumored about coming to the Warriors. Is he dead? Is this deal done?
I don't know if the deal's done, but, you know, he's got a great relationship with Mark Cuban. That counts for something. Cuban, of course, they signed the other guy from the Warriors, Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't had a whole lot of luck in recent years, as a lot of people know, in terms of getting those free agents. Remember last season with DeAndre Jordan, how he thought he had the deal done, and then some of the Clippers flew to Dallas or whatever to change his mind, or they went to his house to say change his mind, and did just that. And Cuban felt rather betrayed. So the Mavericks, as I'm looking at it here, they have actually bumped up that deal. And so, you're looking at going from basically $40 million to $50 million. He's going to be 40 years old by the time this deal is done. So that's loyalty for you. There's some loyalty on both sides in that one.
Charles Jay is our guest, the man from PlaysByJay.com. And, Charlie, didn't this all start with the pros getting into the Olympics with the Dream Team? Isn't that where it all started?
Well, yes, for the United States, in terms of sports that were normally considered to be havens of amateur competition, yes. I think that there was, I guess, up until that time, if I recall, a little embarrassment for the United States on the world stage. And so essentially the rationale was, well, now we're going to give them our best because the college stars were not as successful, you know, they were successful all the way up until a certain point. And then, of course, the world caught up to the United States. You know, when you look at all the international players in the NBA, it's no surprise that we would maybe not win an Olympics.
Charlie, look at boxing in the MMA world. I mean, guys, non-Americans competing in dominating these sports.
Yeah, I would just like to see something preserved for the amateurs. I you know, because especially as you mentioned, in boxing at least there's something for kids to shoot for. It will encourage them to go into some national tournaments, and it will encourage them hopefully to develop, you know, and hone their skills perhaps a little bit longer. And it will maybe encourage them to just get into amateur boxing in the first place. You know, if you have a choice of sports and you decide that, well, you know, if I can't get to a certain level here in boxing, if there's no hope for me to get to an Olympic Games or to, you know, what's the use? Let's go into something else. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being very idealistic there, but I would like to see just upgrading of the amateur program here and maybe under more different stewardship. But I think that some of the people that have spent a lot of time in amateur boxing up until now might have some more useful things to say about that.
Well, you know, Charlie, I look back at the 76 team, Ray Leonard, the Spinks brothers, et cetera. That team sort of ignited, as far as in my mind, you know, this dream that maybe I could fight in the Olympics, you know, and then winning a Golden Glove championship is sort of like made that pipe dream a little bit more real. But at the end of the day, I knew I wasn't good enough to get there, but still I was afforded the opportunity. And I think in all people in all sports, as far as athletic contests are concerned, in the amateur world, as far as the Olympics are concerned, should be just that, amateurs, not paid guys. I don't care if the Russians are pulling fast ones on us and having guys and girls compete that are pros. The bottom line is, Olympics are amateur contests.
Well, and the one thing about those Olympics, and I mean through 84, maybe 88, is the fact that the coverage was much better. The Olympic coverage of boxing on television was much better, and it was much more center stage. And so people who excelled in those competitions were more or less pre-sold going into the – you had stars coming in out of the Olympics, and then they went into the pros, and I think that benefited boxing in general. What year was De La Hoya, 92?
Yeah, 92.
Was 92, wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, after that, I think it kind of tailed off to where – you really got to kind of search for the boxing now.
No, no. Listen, if Andre Ward didn't win the gold medal, they wouldn't have showed it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, in 2004, he had to win that gold in order to get it shown on TV.
Yeah, and so there's, you know, there's less interest on the part of the general public, which is what you could really use when these guys come into the pros and develop an audience for them. Because after all, when you're talking about boxing on TV, you're talking about people, you know, you're talking about athletes that you want people to want to see.
Good point. Not with boxing helmets on either. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Hour. One segment to go, one long one with the J, man. You want to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny talking to his all-stars.
I'm just hopeful that we aren't faced with the possibility of having Mr. Trump as our nominee.
I cannot in good conscience vote for him, and I will not.
If we nominate Donald Trump and put him on a glide path to the nomination, Republicans will be committing an abortion on their own party, and it will be the end of the Republican Party as we know it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. That means the West Coast. California, of course, is on the left coast here, and we're left politically as well. On the line from the right coast, and he's probably not so right politically. I'm talking about Mr. Charles Lay at PlaysByJay.com. And, Charlie, we're talking about the Olympics and, of course, the fact that pros are allowed to play in the Olympics now is something I don't think is cool. What about this bathroom deal? Are we making too big of a deal about this bathroom deal in the NBA pulling the 2017 All-Star game out of Charlotte? I mean, I really don't think that, you know, once the stall shut, I really don't. I'm not looking under the door to see what other people are doing. What is all the concern about the bathroom?
Well, I think it's silly to pull an All-Star game away from a city because of what has been voted on in the state. I don't like to see that political encroachment, and I don't think one thing has to do with the other. And I find that situation to be uncomfortable and also unnecessary on the part of the NBA. So I would not move it, and if they really – why don't they just pull the franchise if they're so upset about it?
Good point. Good point. Of course, we're talking about the bathroom law that the LGBTQ community, of course, got upset about, and the ACLU and a bunch of other community organizations got together with and have decided to ban against. Of course, North Carolina standing pat on that, and they've lost the 2017 NBA All-Star Game. They've lost a couple of corporate conventions as well, a couple of companies talking about moving. Don't you think that at the end of the day, though, when all this money is being lost by the state, that it's probably not good for the state to be losing this kind of money, to stand on a principle that's pretty silly? Because, again, what people do in the bathroom, they're in their own stalls, their own thing, their own life.
Well, I don't know, but they're going to buckle under anyway in the end. So, you know, because of this, and that's the world we live in now. I'm probably on a little different side of this than maybe, you know, some of the people that live in your city there.
Okay.
But that's, you know, I don't, it's not really a discussion that I can claim to be expert on, or something that, that it's even, you know, appropriate for me to delve into here without real.
Okay, I'll ask you this. Should the WNBA players be fined because of the fact that they stood up for Black Lives Matter?
Should they be fined? Not necessarily, but I think that I don't fault the cops for wanting to walk out there either.
But Charles, would you admit, though, that with these videos popping up on TV, that there is a problem with people apparently shooting, especially some guy just got shot down there in North Miami day before yesterday. The guy was a therapist in the street. The guy in the street with him was an autistic patient who was playing with a toy truck or something like that, and the cops shot him with his hands up in the air. Come on.
That's about that. That is about less than 10 minutes from where I live, actually. And they've been covering it pretty heavy down here. Yeah. Oh no, the cops don't have very much of an explanation about that, except they were trying to shoot the autistic guy Why? Because they I guess they were overreacting to the fact that he was holding something in his hand. I don't know.
It was
exactly
a toy truck.
It was a toy truck, yeah. So they just decided to shoot. You know, here's the, you know, I don't know. It's that.
What do you mean? Time out. If your kid's out in the middle of the street and he's got a couple issues and he's playing with a toy truck, you think the cops should roll up and shoot him?
Oh, I didn't say that. Where did you hear me saying that?
I think you sound like you were siding on the. Listen, I'm an ex-cop.
No. You're not yet. Listen to me. I know you're an ex-cop, and you're not even listening to me.
Okay.
So let's start listening to me when I'm talking, and let me finish the point. If you want to jump on me, that's fine.
Okay.
I was about to tell you that some cop's going to have I almost said a bad word there.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have second delay. A lot of trouble over this. Statistically, you're talking about all the videos of statistically, statistically, you don't have a disproportionate number there. What you have is a disproportionate number of these things that are presented by the media. That's what you have.
Okay.
If you could come up with numbers to back up that there is an overabundance of blacks being shot unarmed by cops, then I would like to hear about that. Now, if you want to take the individual incident here in North Miami, I don't think there's any question that the cop is going to be disciplined, and anybody who tries to back up or cover up that story is probably deserves to be disciplined. Now, that was an incident in which they were, you know, wrong. Now, apparently very, very wrong. As for some of these other things, I don't know. Because I don't know the whole story on them.
Okay. You know, 10 years
ago,
10 years ago, Ricky Williams walked away from the NFL because of weed. Didn't want to play in the NFL, said that weed helped him as far as his concentration, his pain was concerned. Now 10 years later, all of a sudden, you know, Ricky Williams is not such a turd. All of a sudden, people look at him, maybe he was a model, more like Kurt Flood with free agency as far as medical marijuana is concerned. Are we looking at the NFL with medical marijuana in his future?
I hope so. I mean, it can't be an NFL thing. Obviously, it's a state-by-state thing, but I think you've got now 21 or 22 states that have legalized, you know, medical marijuana in some form. And, you know, listen, there's been much made of the whole opioid addiction problem in the United States, and players have cited medical marijuana or just marijuana, period, as something they can ingest as an, whether it's, you know, in smoking it or in pill form, as an alternative to taking these things that the team seemingly want them to take. We've seen. I think it was either the Real Sports or the Showtime show of the same kind of the same genre, Showtime Sports or whatever they call it, where they came on. They interviewed some NFL players about it. They interviewed some other people about it, and they advocated it, and so do I. I mean, as an alternative to going on Oxy and all the rest of the stuff. Is that not a no-brainer?
But obviously, it is. It's an issue with the NFL and the rest of those states. But the bottom line is Le'Veon Bell, of course, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been rumored to have missed a few drug tests in the NFL. I think the NFL Network, which is Ian Rappaport, one of their ace reporters, saying that he's missed like all of his drug tests, and the ones that he did take came back dirty and this and that. But man, why are they making such a big deal about this? Why can't they just sweep this marijuana under the rug until it is legal?
Why can't they do what?
Can't they sweep this kind of slow? This is a little infraction. This is a benign thing. Just sweep this under the rug, man. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? We're making a big deal out of nothing.
Well, this should be an issue for the Players Association to get involved with because of the fact that you're talking about the long-term well-being of players. Because obviously, as you know, and as we have heard over and over again, players get hooked on the opiates, right, and these very strong painkillers, and they tend to continue to take them after their playing days are over because they experience chronic pain. And you need a way to get these guys into an alternative earlier in their careers so that they don't risk that kind of addiction as they move into retirement. Does that make sense? I mean, it's something that would seem to make all the sense in the world. Now, we know that there are medicines that can get you into transition off of the heavy-duty stuff, right? But, you know, there's also a tendency to get addicted to those things, too. Marijuana is not known as something in which people die from being addicted from. So that would seem to be an alternative that really needs to be looked into. But obviously, if it's going to be illegal in some of the states where the NFL is operating, you've got a conflict there.
Dennis Green, the former NFL coach for, I think it was with the Vikings, and I think he went to Arizona as well. Of course, he died yesterday at the age of 67 this week. Didn't he have like a 20-point lead against the Bears in October? It was 2006, and he came up with that memorable quote when he lost and got busted down the end. He said, they are who we thought we were, and we let them off the hook. I mean, Danny Green, I liked him. I saw him a couple times when he coached around Candlestick Park, things like that, having worked with the. I mean, he was a good guy to be around, man. But 67 years old, a little young.
Yeah, he seemed like a pretty good guy, and that highlight will be shown forever. Obviously, I don't envy some of these coaches that have to go in there right after a game and have a press conference, especially when you got a lot of people in front of them, and one of them might ask a question that is maybe stupid, but at the same, and even if not stupid, it's going to push a button, you know, in you. And obviously, he was asked the question about the Bears and how good they were, and he responded that way. That was, and I do remember that Monday night game. That was, I think Matt Leinart played in that game for the Cardinals a little bit. That was just excruciating if you were an Arizona Cardinal fan, you know, blowing the lead the way they did. And the Bears were so good, you know, then. So, you know, you really had to feel for the guy when he was up there at that press conference.
You know, I used to go to a lot of Bill Walsh's press conferences, both as a member of the media and as a cop here in San Francisco when I worked out the Niner games. And I only saw him lose his cool one time, and that was when he was on a phone, talking to somebody on a phone, screaming into the phone. But outside of that, with the media, Bill Walsh always kept his cool, man, even when those people were asking him stupid questions.
Yeah, some of these coaches basically go into their interactions with the press and, you know, with the idea that they are going to be angry and the idea that they are going to be very dismissive. I think there are a lot of coaches. I think Greg Popovich is probably like that from the San Antonio Spurs. Ditka was like that a lot, and so was Bill Parcells. But some of the guys, you know, understand that there is a role the media plays and has played in the popularity of their game. And so they also have the kind of temperament, the kind of disposition where they have trained themselves or just are like that naturally, where they can handle the press. And obviously Bill Walsh was one of those guys. There are other guys like that.
What's his name? Vince Lombardi was not one of them. Ichiro Suzuki is closing in on 3,000 hits amid a pretty good season at the age of 42 years old. Should we combine his numbers from Japanese baseball and make them part of his Major League Baseball record? I mean, there's talk of wanting to do that.
No, you don't have to do that. It shouldn't be done, but it's still remarkable anyway that a guy could come over here. I think he was at the age of 27. He made his big league debut over here, and he's – yes, honing in on 3,000 hits right here in Miami. And he is hitting, well, last I looked, over 320 or 330 at that age. He is and has been a remarkable all-around player because he's been great in the field, a great arm. He's shown great speed. And, you know, he's obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I don't think you need to do all of that. You can say that he has had so many hits in professional baseball. I don't think there's anything wrong with recognizing the Japanese leagues as a level of professional baseball. But I think it would be inappropriate to call those hits major league hits.
All right, the great Charles Day, plays by JAY.com. I got about 20 seconds. What's up on the website?
Well, just come there. We're going to have some kind of a good baseball play, we hope, for tomorrow's action. We've been winning a little lately, and that's a good thing. So we're happy about that. We did win with your neighborhood A's on Saturday night, and we're very happy about that one.
Plays by JAY.com, the great Charles J on Sports Byline.
Ichiro to right field and into the corner. Stanton around second, headed for third. Kemp picks it off the wall, and Ichiro with two hits now, 4,257. And it's a line drive double.
Oh, yeah, you think you're really cooking, baby. You better find yourself a friend. My friend, you're talking about love. My love is out to the core.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What the hell's going on out here?
57, make it 58 minutes past our time for that time of the week. I love it, man. When these guys tell me something I don't know, of course, we'll go to Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez first. Dominic, tell me something I don't know, baby.
Jay Crowder of the Boston Celtics, actually the entire organization, may have given Kevin Durant a little bit too much information. Jay Crowder released a statement this week saying, "We showed Kevin everything. I cannot believe he didn't sign with us." For a little bit of context, they were trying to get Kevin Durant here to Boston, excuse me. Boston was the only team in the NBA to defeat the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road. So what did Boston do? They showed Kevin Durant their entire game plan as to how they beat the Warriors and the Cavaliers in the hopes that it would get him to sign with them. I think Brad Stevens is going to have to do some work next season and change up the game plan a little bit.
Good enough. Zach, take it away. Zachary?
Did you know that the New York Knicks are apparently a super team? I did not know that, but according to Derrick Rose, the New York Knicks that are going to start next year are a super team.
Okay, well, if that's interesting. I'll tell you something you guys don't know. Baltimore Colts defensive lineman Arthur Jones, the brother of John Jones, was suspended this week for taking performance-enhancing drugs. And get this, John Jones is being suspended for taking performance-enhancing drugs, too.
Maybe they were...
Runs in the family?
Runs in the family. Not Dominic. That was called perfect line. Anyway, guys, pretty good week. I thank you both. You guys were class acts, of course. You guys bring in week in and week out. Johnny talking to his All-Stars. Without my All-Stars, there would be no show. I thank you both from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Taco Man.
Dominic and Zach, of course. Scott Cuddy runs things on the other side of the board, so when you hear me, like, slamming things around and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, he then comes in the room, slaps him around, and controls me. So that's sort of what goes on here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man.